What about chemotherapy in a patient like this, 79 years old, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia? Would you use chemotherapy with the trastuzumab? And if so, which chemotherapy?
The first question I had with this case is whether or not she had staging studies to look for distant metastasis prior.
Yes, she did.
And
she
all those were negative,
scan.
I presume.
Yes, correct.
You know, I probably wouldn't have used an anthracycline-based regimen in the 79-year-old. And so, you know, I probably would have chosen a non-anthracycline approach, and I probably would have chosen something that minimizes exposure to chemotherapy altogether. So in cases similar to this in my practice, where I've elected to use chemotherapy for whatever reason or if the patient was so motivated, then I've used like 4 cycles of TC followed by trastuzumab, a la the Hera style of sequential use of chemo and trastuzumab, which is better than no trastuzumab control in
that
study.
But you want to do it afterwards, what, as a further protection for the heart?
No, it's just that's the way that data set was generated, and I just follow that scheme. I have no doubt that you could probably safely give TC along with trastuzumab, and that's being done actually by the U.S. Oncology Network, who are doing TC trastuzumab combinations now, and so we'll see the safety data and efficacy data on those kind of schedules in the future. TC in that case being Taxotere Cytoxan, not Taxotere Carbo. But the Taxotere Carbo Herceptin data established precedence that non-anthracycline regimens in combination with trastuzumab are effective. We have data that sequential use of chemo followed by trastuzumab is effective. So in a case like this, just in order to minimize exposure to chemo in a 79-year-old, I might have chosen a short course like 4 cycles of TC followed by trastuzumab if I were to use chemo at all.
I think at our institution, there would be 2 camps. There would be the camp that would not use chemo because of fear or concern of the diabetes, the hypertension, and the dyslipidemia. The other camp, which I would be in, would be she has not had an event. And her functional status is excellent. Her ECOG score is 0. And she's going into the therapy on maximal medical therapy. So she would be seen in the cardiology community as what we call a stage A patient, provided she's on an ACE inhibitor for her diabetes and she's on a beta blocker because of her hypertension. That's a type of patient it would be perfectly reasonable to give her chemotherapy because she's adequately managed going into the therapy and she has a good score.
This patient, a couple of things. I agree with the last discussion about her being in excellent health despite her chronic medical illnesses, and she's well cared for by a competent internist, and she's been very active. But my other concern for this patient was the fact that her tumor came up very quickly, and she had a large tumor, positive nodes, HER2-positive tumor.
Yeah.
So I was concerned about that.
Sure.